And it's Patel. He's in. He bolts. Taylor. Taylor there just paddles that round the corner, and that is going to be it. They come back for the second run. In fact, it goes down now for four. And so England finished 156-1. They won in 27 overs and three balls. And it has been an humiliation for India. We really can't put it any other way. Taylor finished with 56 not out. Bell with 88 not out. The man out, Ali, a long time ago, caught Kohli off a skyer at mid-on of Binney 4-8. It has been a desperately disappointing day, a tremendous anticlimax. And Dino and Mocha, what can you say about it?
Well, I don't know whether or not the Indian bus turned up today. I still think they're back in the hotel because that's the way they played. They'll be really disappointed with that. But will they be disappointed? You don't know with Dhoni. He's like a dog without a tail. You can't read him sometimes. And I wonder what Duncan Fletcher and the crew will want to say there, because you don't want to be smashed like that, do you, Mocha, before a World Cup?
Or in any game of cricket.
Yeah.
The batting, when they first started, go back to the start of the Indian innings, lost an early wicket, James Anderson back in business, and Darwin got one swung across him and he nicked it to slip. And the ball was swinging a bit and there's a bit of pace and bounce, and it looked like the Indians were saying, well, let's just take a bit of time, not make any more mistakes in these early overs, and wait for the ball to stop swinging, and okay, this is what it's looking like. But that's all it looked like the entire time, just about. They didn't get out of first gear. Then they started losing wickets. And, that's as far as they got. So finished up 150 on the board, having never looked like it. And then what was exposed was an inability to, A, score, and, B, even not get out, to balls just on the basis of a bit of extra bounce. Now, Dino and I are just looking at India's draw in the World Cup. They don't come back to the Gabba. They do have two games in Perth.
Mm.
One's UAE. The other one's the West Indies. So on the strength of this, mark that down as a danger game, by the way. Mm. The West Indies, they'll say, well, this is how we're going to bowl to you guys.
And they have one against Pakistan too, don't they?
But not in Perth.
Not in Perth. But no. That's going to be quite significant, isn't it?
Yeah,
and they
sure.
They're going to want to do better than that
sure.
than they did here.
There's some games. A lot of teams would have looked at them tonight, and they are. All the teams around the world are looking at each other. They'll bowl, start to bowl short to them now.
Yep.
And they'll just have two deep backward square leg, a fine leg, deep point, and a third man. Have one slip and just keep bouncing them. Keep getting the ball through waist and chin.
Yeah, and it's not just a case of how do you handle a short ball in a test match. You've got to score. It's one-day cricket. You've got to not get out, but you've got to score. And they weren't able to score off this bowling either, apart from the fact it was also getting them out. So, okay, they won't strike too many more pitches like this that's just as bouncy, but it's not like they're coming through knee waist high like it is back in India. There's still pitches that will bounce, and Jonesy's right. This is how teams are going to attack them.
And quite honestly, they were not worrying about their pride today, were they?
Well, they weren't, and losing a bonus point as well, so England walk away with 5 points and they won't make the final from here. It'll be huge. Boys, think about the television revenues. They'll be all turning off now, and Channel 9 will hate that, and everyone else. But when you get two... No, there are these guys in the top six teams in the world. When you look at a game like this, and there's only one winner in the Indian team, and it was Stuart Binney. Only one winner. The rest of them got smashed. Emphatic. You can put all the... This is where you're good at adjectives and superlatives, but... What do you say to these guys? I just feel that it's going to be water off a duck's back for India. It's just like a kid doing his homework. He didn't want anyone else to copy. They don't want to show them any plans, as if they don't want to be here, and that's the way they played.
Well, even when you say Binney, I mean, Binney only went and just nudged his way through the next round. It was not as though he was Victor Ludorum, was it? Exactly?
44 from 84, 3 4s to 2 6s, about the best player they had today, or the only winner they had today. So it's what else you can say to it? And it's a bit like England. They can get better, though. Blowers, Root, I still think he's got a bat in the top three. Morgan didn't get a hit. They would like to get a hit, but don't worry, they'll get one against the Australians. Butler was kept really well today. Wokes was good. Broad got a good run at Anderson. Was fantastic today. But no one was prepared to throw a punch at him. And Finn got his personal best figures. So it's an amazing game when you get some confidence. And as a sportsman, you know, you grab that, and you can do a lot of things. And it's a great win. They couldn't have asked for a better game for them.
And it might just be the victory to put the springs under them. They
needed a soft kill. Mm. They got a soft kill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you say that, and I was just having the thought that we don't know what India's attitude to this tournament is. Jonesy hinted maybe they're not bothered at all about this tournament. Mm. So maybe they weren't too bothered about today's game when they turned up. But it just doesn't sound that's what Duncan Fletcher would take into a game of cricket. But the thing is, in terms of the World Cup, thinking ahead, a key opponent come World Cup time, a key threat is England. And India have allowed them to make them look second rate today, or else England were that good that they made India look second rate.